Cadell, Trump will lose 2020 if he doesn't change incompetent WH team. By Robert Krajicek on November 29, 2018. Veteran pollster Pat Cadell told Breitbart News that President Donald Trump will not be re-elected if he does not change his White House team and purge the Republican Party of politicians and consultants bought by the donor class. Cadell joined Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight for an interview with Breitbart News senior editors-at-large Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Listen. Cadell criticized Republicans for not holding accountable Democrats who, while campaigning, expressed opposition to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's DCA speakership bid following the year's midterm elections. A lot of these people were going to end up supporting her, said Cadell. They were lying that they weren't going to support her. Now, the Republicans are responsible, in part, for this, because they don't hold anybody's feet to the fire. Cadell added, I don't understand why some of the Republicans don't reach out across the aisle and say, look, we'll deliver a bunch of votes if you run somebody and we'll try to do a bipartisan House, the way Willie Brown was kept Speaker in California. And the same thing also happened in Texas in another year. But the Republicans are so pathetic, it is beyond my description. They should be out there saying, these people are lying. People who've run against Nancy Pelosi have already said they're voting for her. And they're not being harassed on social media or in any kind of campaign on Facebook or online, or even in the newspapers, saying so-and-so lied. Starting with the new senator from Arizona who came in and voted for Chuck Schumer as her first act, which she said she would not do. Cadell continued, this is not what they promised. The point is they can be held responsible for what they said. Basically, this is a cynical belief that the voters are too stupid to care about what they were promised and voted for. And the Republicans share in that cynicism. It's a Washington phenomenon. The voters are so stupid, we can do whatever we want. It really opens up the question of exactly the kind of politics we have. This is nothing but a way to be cynical. There are still votes that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have yet, but no pressure is being brought on these people to say, this is not what you promised. You can't do this. The Republican Party is an incompetent political operation of the first order. Cadell described Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, R.Y., as beholden to the Koch brothers and donors favoring open borders. Cadell stated, let's go to the border thing. Paul Ryan, the Koch brothers' speaker, and the donors' speaker, the people who want open borders on the Republican side, sold out he and McConnell to the Democrats in an earlier negotiation, and that is what Trump is challenging. Trump's got to hold the feet to the fire. Cadell added, Democrats do not want border security. They put illegal immigrants ahead of American citizens. This should have been the GOP's theme in the campaign, and they didn't deliver. This is another opportunity to put the heat on. But it is a party incapable of doing anything, including walking, or chewing gum, or either one, much less together. I'm tired of playing games here. Cadell remarked, Trump is surrounded by leadership in his own party and in his own White House who are constantly stabbing him in the back and his agenda. And he's powerless, it seems, to do anything about it. The Republican Party is essentially wusses. They will not fight. They don't believe in fighting. They just lay down, roll over, and usually for their donor class, who are basically antithetical to 90% of Republicans and what they want. Cadell continued, he's got a White House, his political people are the worst. He has got a White House that is essentially still the people who oppose him. It's not just his government, it's also his White House. They do not fight, because the chief of staff has no interest in politics, and no one else there takes the lead, and that includes the all-powerful son-in-law. Trump is on his way to losing the next election, and I don't care what they think they know. If he keeps these same people, he will lose. Cadell concluded, this fight over immigration and the border, Democrats are playing with fire. If Trump is smart and could lower his rhetoric and go to the country on the rational arguments that they totally believe in, he could move it. He could put Democrats in a really hard spot. Because the truth is they don't care about the borders. Let's get it straight. The American people aren't stupid. They can see it with their own eyes, and all that has to be done is point it out to them, and force these people to have to address this stuff. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Prajcik on Twitter.